So when can I start putting mixed recyclables on the curb? Do you know yet?
We are working on a tentative schedule right now, hoping to be able to roll out the program by the first week of February. There's a lot of details that we need to attend to, and of course we need to get the supplies in hand before we actually have people start commingling their recycling. But things are moving ahead, and I'm targeting the first week of February for that, for the service, and I hope that'll work out.
Right now, people just continue to do what they've been doing with the Petersburg Indian Association collection of separated recyclables. If they're signed up for that service, just continue doing what they're normally doing. Don't mix your recyclables yet, right?
That is correct. We're not set up to accept the commingled en masse yet, and when we are, everybody will know. But it's important for all of our recycling customers now that take part in the curbside program to continue to separate their materials and put them out at the curb separated so that the tribe can pick them up.
And PIA will continue to, once you start commingling, they'll continue at least for a while until you put the program out to bid again? Is that how it works?
Or? That's correct, yeah. PIA is under contract right now, and they'll continue to pick up the materials. Their contract ends at the end of March, and so the borough will be putting out an RFP for recycling collection services in late February, March-ish type to gauge whether there's other interest in the community, other contractors or businesses that might be willing to put in a proposal to provide the service. I'm expecting that PIA will put in a proposal again. But it's always a good idea to, you know, periodically put out a contract like this to make sure that the borough is getting the best bang for the buck. And honestly, because of the huge changes that we have in the program, we're able to tailor the request for proposals to the actual program.
One change people will be probably noticing or have heard a lot about is the 20% increase in the lowest level of garbage service only if you don't recycle. You don't have that increase. You don't get that increase if you choose to recycle. Is that by explaining that correctly?
That's correct. If the service that they have with the borough is 32 gallons once a week, then they will be subject to the recycling incentive rate if they do not recycle. If they sign up for the program, then their rate stays the same.
Right. It's subject to smaller increases like the rest of the rates are over the next several years, but not the 20%.
That's correct.
What does it take to sign up? And you mentioned you can sign up already for the program, or what do you do?
Yeah, right now the existing program, people can come in and sign up at Public Works.
For the non-commingled
and
program.
We'll just transfer all the people that are signed up for the existing program to the commingled program when that starts. And so people can come in and sign up at the present time at Public Works. We're trying to keep track of all those customers very closely so that when we do the transition, we have a really good handle on who will be charged what fee, whether the incentive rate will kick in or not. And so please, if anybody would like to sign up, call or come into Public Works and do so. It's a very simple process, and if you do it ahead of time, then there should be no confusion when the transition to the commingled comes around, no confusion as far as what your rate will be.
When does that rate kick in?
The rate actually kicks in whenever the commingled program rolls out.
So it'll be sometime in February.
Hopefully, yeah. February is the date we're targeting to start the commingled program, so the February billing period will be the first billing period that this incentive rate will be in effect.
So ideally, people wanting to avoid that higher rate sign up before February for the program.
That's correct.
You're going to be providing the containers. I know you were looking at bags. You've also discussed the more solid containers like the carts, they called, or basically a can. That's like people have seen those blue ones. I know some places have for recycling or green ones. Have you decided at this point, bags or cans for sure?
I think we are going to start with bags to begin with. We need to basically be able to prove out the number of customers that we'll have and the volume that we'll achieve in order to offset the cost of the program. The more volume we have, the better price break we get on solid waste disposal. And so the bags is a lower cost way to start the program rolling and get the volume up. And if high volumes are achieved, then sometime down the road we may switch over to the carts that are similar to the ones that we use for garbage right now. We'll have a lot of information that we'll put out before the commingled program goes into place, and we're going to try to distribute some quick reference guides on what should and shouldn't go in the recycling, so that it's very clear to everybody what can and cannot go in the recycling bag. One last thing, that the primary focus of the program and the rate increase is on this lowest level of garbage service. But other higher levels of customers that have a 64 or 96 gallon service, if they elect to recycle voluntarily, they can potentially reduce their garbage service and save quite a bit of money. So I would encourage everybody to look at the service that they have and sign up for the program and save some money by going to a smaller can. It'll help the borough out quite a bit, increasing our volume, and of course it'll help those customers out by decreasing their monthly bill.